Hello, my fabulous Femprenuers. I am so excited that I have here with me today Desi Ann Gordon, and she is a coach for virtual assistants. And we all know that if you're going to take your business to the next level, you need to reach out and get the help that you need. Welcome, welcome, Desi.
Hi, how are you doing, Diva?
I am doing fabulous, and I'm really excited to have you here today because this is something that's near and dear to my heart. Like, how does a VA work, and how can I take my business to the next level, you know? And I'm sure this is going to be really helpful to a lot of the women out there. But let's start at the beginning. How did you start your business, and what motivated you to start it?
Oh my, so I have somewhat of an interesting story. So at the end of 2016, I was unemployed and, just trying to figure out life, what should be my next step. And in January, I was at home trying to figure out, okay, should I try a business? Should I try to find another job, traditional sense? Just to give you a bit of backstory, in 2008, when I was having my daughter, I said, I want to be home. I told my husband, this is it. I am no longer working for anybody. I am going to be home. But of course, I'm talking now about 2017, which means 9 years have passed and I'm still not working from home and I'm unemployed. So what's next? And my husband came home. He said, listen, I have to go away to finish my last trimester at university. Can you please come with me? The emphasis there is please, because he knows I don't like being on planes. I just have a serious fear of flying. And he did his first two terms on his own, but this was the final one, and he said, please come with me. So I did. We went to Israel, very far from the Caribbean, because I'm from Trinidad and Tobago. So here I am saying, huh, two flights. I have to go from Trinidad to the UK. UK to Israel, like, all right, Desian, prepare yourself. Anyway, I said, when I go over there, spending 4.5 months, I have to figure out something. I am going in a strange country, don't know the language. Most of the people around me may not be speaking English, so I have to figure something out. So while I'm there in the apartment and he's in school, I am online, work from home, online jobs, trying to figure it out. And that's when I found out about Upwork. So I immediately signed up on Upwork and I worked with them for about 4 years. During that time, I met a Caribbean guy who wanted someone to write articles for his blog, which was specifically for persons in the Caribbean. So he reached out to me and he said, can you please share your experiences working from home? And I said, yeah, why not? And that's when I started writing about Caribbean VA living. And while I was doing these writings and sharing with persons, people said, people in the Caribbean ask, well, what are you doing? Tell me more about this. I want to do this too. Because who doesn't want to work from home? Who doesn't want that level of flexibility so they can do things with their family, they can have more time for themselves, etc. And I realized that the more persons coming to me with these questions, I needed to do something to help women in the Caribbean specifically. And so that's where my business started. So I started doing this thing just on my own, trying to figure it out because I knew no one in the Caribbean who was a virtual assistant at that time. So why not make it easier for those coming after me? And that's why I started Caribbean Virtual Assistants. So Caribbean Virtual Assistants started off as a business that would offer general admin services to clients. But I also informally started the coaching part of it, training other persons to be VAs. And then I said, why not make this a bit more formal? And I now have the training arm of my business, which is called the Successful VA Academy. So the academy is what I call the home for virtual assistants. That's where you can come meet with me, who people call the VA mom, by the way. So come home to the VA mom. I am going to help you to take your virtual assistant business to that next stage. A lot of persons are coming totally new to this thing, trying to figure out what a VA is, what does a VA do, how do I charge, how do I find clients, and so on. And that's where I come in. I would actually meet with persons. It could be one-on-one coaching, group coaching. I do workshops. I have a membership program, and so on. So it is just so fascinating when I see women come from a state of feeling frustrated because they are doing the 9-to-5 grind and having to come home to their family exhausted, thinking about going to cook, going to take care of the children, not
Right.
finding time for themselves, and so on. And then going to that stage now where they feel like, yes, I have found the formula. I can now create that sort of work-life harmony that I always wanted. Yes.
That's amazing. And it's quite courageous when you think about it. Like you started in, you were living in Israel and you had this need.
Yes.
And you could have just stop there. You found work and that continued working, but instead of just stopping there, you realized that this was a need in the Caribbean.
Yes.
And I mean, one of the benefits is being in the same time zone of, in Northern America, and you are finding these moms or women who want to be at home for their families and do all those things and still get the job done. Work-life balance. So now you're in the training coaching section. So if let's start at the beginning. Now, if a woman just comes to you and she has no idea how to be a VA, she all she knows is that she wants to have more time for her family and those responsibilities. Where do you start her? What do you teach first?
So I don't actually teach her first. What I will do is have a conversation because I find that a lot of times people are just excited. I want to work from home. I want to work from home. But they don't understand fully what that entails. It
Right.
sounds glamorous. Owning a business sounds like, yes, I want to do this too. But when you actually start a business and you are operating a business and you see those days when your income is going like this, and you have those days where clients are taking long to pay you, or you have no clients, then you ask yourself, should I have done this in the first place? So I love to start by really getting deep and understanding what is the root cause. Yes, you say you want to start a business. Yes, you say you want to be more available to your family. But let's understand a bit why. What this is about, what is this going to mean for you? There are a lot of mindset issues surrounding being an entrepreneur. And what I've found is that most times persons are coming from an employee mindset, trying to get into business, and they're struggling because
Yes.
they still have that thinking that I need to do this or I need to do that, not recognizing that they are the boss. You are now the boss. You are the one who sets the parameters. You have to understand boundaries and all of these things that come into play. So I like to start with these conversations, explaining to somebody who is totally new to this what it is to be in business, what it is really like. Don't hoodwink yourself and say, yes, I see all these people on social media saying I six-figure income and I'm this and I'm that. It sounds good, but it takes work. It takes
Okay, I
work.
like what you said right there. It takes work because
Yes.
when you watch social media and these people who are holding up this six-figure income, they didn't get that overnight. But
Yes.
selling it to you is like, hey, I know the system. This one little thing is going to help you get there overnight. So just pay
Right.
me so I can keep my six figures.
Yeah.
And I like the part that you said about having the conversation and really getting into their why. Because as an entrepreneur myself and the other entrepreneurs I work with, the
Yes.
why is what carries you
Yes.
to through the ups and downs, whether it be financially or emotionally, physically as well, because now you're your own boss. So if that job does not get done at a certain time frame, you're gonna be working overtime. There's
Exactly.
no, hey, I finished my job from
Yeah.
I'm going home. I'm having my lunch. And integrating that balance with your family, because if a mom has small children, and we learned all this when the pandemic hit and the kids were at home, you have small children and they see you home and they're and you're in a room or you're at the computer not talking to them, and it's they don't quite understand what's happening.
And a lot of
Make
times
something now.
that is such a reality, because I can tell you, for me, sometimes I close my door. My door is closed for a reason, but knock, knock, knock. Mommy, somebody is calling you for something. So, and then there's the other piece of when you work as a virtual assistant, you are working most times from your home, and you may be the only person in your home. So not everybody is cut out to be a VA, because they don't feel comfortable with the isolation, being alone. And there needs to be that understanding as well. You're not going to be sitting in a cubicle with other employees around you,
Yes,
right? And some
yes.
people don't understand that. So I
And
love to share that.
yes, and the whole being able to switch gears
Oh,
back
boy.
and forth, because I don't know whether it's unfortunately or not, but when they see you, any family member, you go outside, you get a drink, and you're in work mode, and you're like, okay, I've got these four or five things lined up in my head that I'm going to tackle next, and I'm thinking of ideas of how to go about it. And then they say, you know what, blah 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 blah, this is bad, blah 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 blah. And then you're like, oh yes, I have to go and address this problem and my this for the family. What were those four ideas I had?
Exactly. You get so distracted. It happens. It happens.
It
And I
happens.
think, honestly, I think those are some of the realities that established business owners do not share enough. Because you have all these upcoming business persons thinking that, yeah, let me just jump into this thing, it's going to be fine. But no, you have to understand there will be those tough days. There will be those lonely days. There will be those days when you feel like just pulling out your hair. So somebody has to tell you about these things before you just dive headfirst. And
I
that's
love
what I love.
that.
Yeah, I just
Yes.
love to talk about that.
And I'm from what I understand with your coaching, that's ongoing. Like supporting
Oh.
the mental part, the mindset, the reality part. I've also interviewed VAs, and the kids walk in, the dog walks in, somebody's not comfortable. Now it's unavoidable sometimes, but other times you're like, you could take that, turn that phone off or something like that, and dedicate this time, because my time is,
It's
quite
precious.
priority as well. So, yeah, learning that balance and learning to set boundaries. Tell me more about setting boundaries.
Oh, boy, I could say so much about that. So one of the things I encourage my VAs who are in my program, make sure that when you do your contract, your welcome packet with your clients, you state your work hours, right? Now, situations will come up. Sometimes a client has a rush job that may require you to work outside of your work time. But you need to set those parameters. So if you say, for this particular client, I'm working with you Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 12, 10 to 12, right? Yes, there will be, as I said, there will be the occasional outside of those hours. Also, you need to let them know what forms of communication you are going to work with. Because you will find sometimes a client will just message you on Facebook Messenger, oh, you could do this, oh, you could do that. That can throw you off. If you are custom getting messages by email, or the work assignments, or if, let's say, they're using Asana or project management tool, keep everything in there, not all over the place. But that could really throw you off. I mean, and this is not just for virtual assistants, this is for anybody. Because even if you are working in a regular traditional sense and your boss calls you
Your boss
and your
says,
boss texts, yeah, it can throw you off, you
"What
know?
have you?" Hey.
Yeah, and sometimes you can miss messages, you miss something, and it had a particular deadline or whatever. So I encourage them to set those parameters from upfront, right? I also encourage them with the boundaries. Make sure and factor in time for yourself. A lot of times we get so caught up working in our businesses and working with our clients, and we forget us. And I can tell you as a mother, it happens. It happens. But
Yes.
I have to intentionally go on my calendar and say, okay, Friday from 2 to 4, that's my time, right? If I have to put up a sign somewhere in the house, Friday 2 to 4 is mommy's time, that is what I'm going to do,
I
right?
like this, and
Yes,
that's so hard, like putting
it
in your calendar. I can sometimes say, okay, this is a certain day that I'm gonna have off. And I
Yes.
find myself, once I pick up the phone, hey, I gotta send this message or I gotta send this here and there. So, but I like what you said about a specific block of time. It doesn't have to be a long block of time, but a block of time where not only you, but the family is aware, hey, don't hit me
Yes.
with any hard stuff that you need me to do at this period of time. This is going to
Exactly.
be me time.
Exactly. And to take it a step further, I would put a notification 1 hour before and then 15 minutes before. So I'm preparing my mind an
You're
hour
right.
before that me time.
You could even send that notification to clients. Everybody,
Oh. Yeah.
don't look
Not
for me
available.
this
Do not disturb.
Do
Yes.
not disturb.
Yes, yes.
And this brings up something that I've been thinking about even more recently, paying yourself.
Oh boy.
And yeah, I've been realizing not just putting money into the account that is needed for whatever comes up in the household or whatever, maybe you have needs, you know, self-care needs and fine, but
Yes.
more of paying yourself money to do something
Whatever
that's not needed, whatever,
you want.
whatever you want.
Yes.
That's a new concept that, I mean, I'm sure the money master minds know
Yeah.
about this, but for the average or everyday woman, because we're not average, we're above average and extraordinary.
Exactly. Yes.
For everyday woman, we're always thinking about the household first and putting that little money not aside, because I know Caribbean mindset is save, 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 save for that rainy day. Let something rain on you.
Yeah, that is so true. And you know, interestingly, I have a colleague. She says every Friday she puts aside money for her, just for her to do what she wants. So she
Ever.
makes sure she pays herself first. And
Yes.
that is a concept that we really don't understand fully, and we don't practice enough. I know I have been guilty of it too, because the minute, just as you said, the minute the money comes, oh, we need to get this in the grocery. We need to buy this. The children need this. And then when you check, you probably have a dollar left, nothing left. And you sit back and say, you know, I really needed a new pair of shoes, or I needed to do my nails, or
Or I just needed a little walk around shopping spree with a little, not, doesn't have to be thousands of dollars. We're just
Yes.
talking a little spending cash for yourself in
Yes.
that self-care. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because as I am researching money blocks and money flow, it just occurred to me part of the flow is putting money out, letting it go out so that it can come back in. That's part of abundance, having that open hand instead of clenching on it. Because if you have come from a background that did not have money to spend frivolously, so to speak,
Yes.
there's a tendency to kind of hold
Just
on when it
cool.
finally comes
Yeah.
in.
Yes, that
And
is so true. That is so true.
yeah.
And as you said, in the Caribbean, that is prevalent. You know, you think that you need to always save, and because I mean, you hear it when you're growing up, and that is one of the topics that I touch on. I would love to go deeper, but I do touch on that inside of the whole mindset discussion, because that whole area of money and how you view money, because it has, when you grow up in a household hearing money doesn't grow on trees, you
Yes.
are telling yourself, well, hey, this is how my life is going to be until I die, you know? So it's really trying to get that shift. And it takes time, just as you said, when you're doing the coaching, you have to constantly talk about mindset issues, constantly talk about limiting beliefs. And I can talk from experience, because As I mentioned, I thought of having a business in 2008, did not start until 2017. So that 9 year span, right? I mean, there were several reasons, but for me, I sum it up to mindset issues. I had that limiting belief that I can't be a business owner. This is not for me. So whenever I hear other women speak that way, I jump in one time and I start to encourage them. You can do it. And I tell them my story, right? I actually want to write a book called Ditch the Fads. And FAD stands for fear, anxiety, doubt. So ditch the fads. You can get over your
Fear,
fears.
anxiety, doubt, ditch
Yes.
fads.
You can get over your fears, your anxieties, and your doubts when it comes to business, being a woman in business, being the CEO of your business. I remember for a while, I did not want to even use the title CEO. Just like me, I'm not, it's like you didn't feel deserving of such a title. You would just say, I'm the founder of the business, or I started the business, but not say CEO. And I had to do some mindset shifts as well, you know? And so, as I said, I love to talk to women about that. I had a student when I did my program the first time. I have this, what I call the 12-step roadmap to starting your virtual assistant business. And I did this live. So we would meet once a week for 12 weeks. And the first session was on mindset. And I asked the group, I said, take a few minutes and write down some of those limiting beliefs you have. There was a lady in the group in her early 60s, and she said, I am too old to start a business. So I said, okay, pause. You are never too old to start a business. You are never too old to try something new. You are never too old for anything. I saw a shift in that lady after that discussion on that first day of the class. She was just so fired up after that session that she went on with her business. She went and learned different software. She started getting more clients. Her whole outlook on life had changed.
I
And a
love
lot,
it.
yes. And I even have an article on her story on my website, because I featured her. It was a case study where it says age ain't, I think age is just a number or something like that. I can't remember the exact title. But she told her story, you know, how she shifted from this thinking to being successful in business, you
I
know?
love that. And one of the key things it sounds like she had to give herself permission. So there's a lot of us out there and saying we want to be successful, we want to run a business, we want to make more money and have more freedom and more abundance. But giving yourself permission, like you said, for the salary, give yourself permission to have me time, give yourself permission to say whatever it is I think that is holding me back, the way I look or my family situation or my physical situation. Just letting that go, because entrepreneurship is like looking in a mirror daily. The day you were working for the boss, you did not have to look at, say, oh, maybe I'm a little lazy or maybe I'm workaholic. You didn't have to face that. You just had to do your 9 to 5. But now, as an entrepreneur, you've got to face all them demons, can you say?
Exactly. And you
Yeah.
know, as you just mentioned, looking in the mirror, I was watching, is it Jenna and Hoda on forget which station that
I don't
is.
remember names.
One of those morning programs in the
Okay.
US. And they had a guest. She's a motivational speaker. She focuses on mindset, and she was saying, give yourself a high five. Look in the mirror and give yourself a high five. She said, when we see someone and that person has accomplished something, we would give that person a high five. It's another way of saying, great job. So why don't you do it to yourself? You know?
Yes.
And I said, this is an excellent point. So I'm going to start doing that. She does it every single morning. She just stands in the mirror, looks at herself, and gives
I
herself
like
a high
that. I like
five.
that because it's gentle. You know, the whole I've tried this whole you're great, you're fabulous, all kind of look in the mirror, but high five is something I can do. Of course, the mirror is going to have to be cleaned afterwards, but I can do that little step toward just self-love. And that's where you're moving toward when you become an entrepreneur.
Of course, of course.
I just want to thank you so much for bringing this new peace because I thought we were just going to talk about the technical part of being a VA. But we are talking about people who help people learning how to help and appreciate and love themselves. And
Yes,
that's a beautiful
so
thing.
important, so
So
important.
thank you so much for joining us today.
I really
Thank you.
appreciate
Yeah, well, I'm
for
so
having
glad we
me.
connected.
Yeah, this
All
was nice.
right. Thanks again.
Bye.
Okay.